Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, and today we're talking about weird ways to die. Excuse me. I figured after my rant from last week, we needed a little recovery to a little bit of comedy. A little bit of fun time, you know what I'm saying? So today we're going to go through, I think I've got 7 of the weirdest ways to die I found on mentalfloss.com. There are bizarre ways people have died or bizarre ways to die. There's 7 of them. And I have one honorable mention from Wikipedia, actually, that my good friend, co-worker, manager, boss lady, Eva, gave me about something very surprising. Now, some of you may know this, some of you may not, but it is a good one. So stick around till the very last fact, because that one is a doozy. I hope you're enjoying your week, or I hope you had a good week. I hope you're going to enjoy your weekend. I hope everything in life is treating you very well. Yeah, you know what I totally just realized? I forgot my water. I don't know what I did with it, but I guess we're going waterless this episode. So hopefully I don't get too much dry mouth. But yeah, so today in the bong, I smoked a little bit of Cookie Cake, a sativa by Green Seal. I raved about it in one sesh-isode, and I really enjoyed it, so I figured I would do it again. Yeah, because I haven't smoked it in a while, and I find it to be a really nice upper. Although, Green Seal, if you guys are watching this, I am really, really missing the citrus skunk. Okay, I'm just saying, I love that sativa. It's fucking great. Hits you right in the eyes. And, oh, what a high. Anyway, if you could bring that back, I'd be really appreciative. but yeah, so today I'm smoking in bong Cookie Cake. I've also rolled up a joint of Cookie Cake. But one thing that I decided I would do, holy crap, this joint won't stand still. Okay. So one thing I decided I would do is because last time I said that I would smoke some of that Masiku, shatter. Now that Masiku shatter is actually frozen lemons. It's delicious. It's a sativa. Oh man, it smells so good. It tastes so good too. You know what I realized about sativas though? Just like a quick side note here. I like crash. I get knocked out off sativas. Like indicas, I can manage like all day, pretty much all day long, depending on how strong they are. But for the most part, even the strong ones, I really enjoy. But yeah, sativas, I've noticed lately because I smoked 2. I smoked this Dab Bod sativa shatter, and like as soon as the high started to like, as soon as you started to come down from the high, it was like bedtime. Like almost immediately. And then what was funny was after off the Dab Bods one, I smoked that. I started to get tired, and it was only like 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night. So I smoked some Gorilla Berries, and dude, right back up. And Gorilla Berries is an indica. It should have put me more into the couch. I don't know. My body's fucked, I guess. So yeah. So what we're talking about this week is 7 of the, I don't know, I guess the weirdest ways I found on the internet. I didn't find these. They're from mentalfloss.com. Weird ways people have died. Yeah. And some of them are super surprising. Some of them are not. I mean, well, I guess some of them are like, well, yeah, I know. Some of them are, some of them aren't. So, okay. So this is, I'm going to mix these up a bit and put the best ones for last, because I feel like if I give them to you right up at the front, you'll be like, okay, that's it. I don't need to hear anymore. So let's go with this one. So vending machine, an estimated 1700 injuries occur each year as a result of tussling with these, monuments. Why? Okay. Again, this is from mentalfloss.com. Why you would write things this way, because I did just cut and paste some of the description so that, you know, I had their take on it. But essentially, 1,700 injuries occur from dropping pop machines on yourself, because you get pissed off and your snack won't come out, and then you're like, yeah, 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 and then, smashed, squished by a vending machine, right? So, and there's 4 deaths. So 1,700 people get hurt, sorry. I don't know if I said that. The high is setting in. It's starting to kick. See, this is what sativas from Green Seal are like. They give you a perma smile. Can't really talk. You wish you had some water right now, but you don't have any water. you're getting dry mouth. It's fucking 33.8%. And with all this talk of in the Canadian cannabis industry of all these things being like lied about, you know, all your THC potency has apparently been, like faked or exaggerated. I could tell you right now, smoking this shit, man, 33.8% is pretty fucking accurate. Because I'm high as balls right now. It was immediate from that. One bong hit. That's all I needed. Anyway, so don't shake a pot machine because it'll fall on you and kill you. Now, I thought this would be like a higher death situation, but 1,700 injuries occur, 4 deaths, essentially a year from pot machines. So just don't do that. I know that's not really a weird death, but I feel like now, in this day and age, that's a weird death. Because, like, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you shaking a pot machine? Like, you know, at this point, we've been around long enough to know that you do not want to shake a big, heavy object to try and get your pop out because you might end up crushed. Still, I feel like a low amount. What's the percentage of that? I don't know. My phone is off so that nothing, you know, goes off on me here. Okay. Killed by a robot? I mean, weird, sure. But this is why this is weird, because this isn't just an overall explanation. Dude, this one is like legit. This happened to a dude, okay? In 1981, a Kawasaki factory worker, Kenji Urata, attempted to repair a robot, and Urata failed to heed protocol, jumping over a fence rather than opening it, which would have triggered the machine to shut down. One of its massive arms pinned Urata to a nearby machine that cut up engine gears. So, yeah, Urata was no more, I guess. A similar incident occurred in 2015 when a robot at a Volkswagen plant in Germany grabbed an employee instead of a vehicle part and crushed him to death. Now, I know it's not funny, but it's kind of funny. You know, like, if the way I picture shit like this is like, in my head, it's a cartoon, okay? I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not picturing like a real human when I read something like this. I'm picturing a cartoon version of the events play out. And then as it cartoons and moves along, okay, you get to see it in a cartoon. So it's not quite as, I guess it's a way to cope with hearing that very violent information. But could you imagine being, okay, number one, why? I've worked with heavy equipment. Okay, I used to drive front-end loaders. I worked with a lot of machinery that could either crush you, puncture you, or tear you apart, essentially. Okay? And one of the things that was always, like, foremost in your mind working around these things was, don't get killed. Make sure that every safety precaution has been taken, all the shutoffs have been made, all the fucking buttons have been pressed, lockout tags have been put on there, are on everything. And you think that this is how people, like, should, you know, are, everybody works like this, like, just do, you just do it, right? But then some people don't do it. And then I remember being a safety guy at the time, like, health and safety rep, and having to go around and do an inspection. And I remember one guy I worked with, dude, it's a front end loader, so you have to clean out the front of it because you're moving like dirt and waste around. So at the end of the day, you had to clean out, or middle of the day, whatever, you had to clean out these spots on the front end loader to keep it clean so that it wouldn't break down or break on you. This one motherfucker has the bucket out and suspend it. So, okay, he's got, how did it go? So he's got the boom. A front end loader has a big heavy bucket on the front of it. Ours were like mid-sized loaders. They weren't huge, but they weren't small. So you have a big like 3-ton bucket on the end of your boom. Okay, the boom is the piece that comes out from a loader if you haven't seen one. It's the thing that lifts and then propels the dirt out of the bucket. Okay, it moves it around like an arm. And then, so I come out and I'm doing an inspection, and this dude has the loader parked, and then he's got the boom up and then over, and the bucket rolled out, but not all the way. The bucket was like, okay, so the blade would sit on the ground and tilt so that the bucket was almost like at a 45 degree angle. Now, the point of the hinge is right behind the bottom of the blade. And if you moved wrong, like if somebody hit that, if for whatever reason it just got like nudged or jostled, there wasn't enough there to stop everything from falling flat. You're supposed to put, what do you call it? Like a boom stick. I don't know. That's not what it's called. But you put this like support rod underneath the boom, lock it out so that when you're cleaning under it, right, everything is good and it's okay. Nothing's going to fall on your head. You're not going to die. You won't be crushed. And you can then get under the arms and clean out all the debris that gets caught in there. Well, this motherfucker, okay, just like this guy, instead of fucking opening the gate, jumping over it, this motherfucker is standing right under the boom, not even a helmet on. Now, granted, at this point, if that boom falls on your head, it doesn't matter, man. Your head's a grape. Like, goodbye. That's it. But the helmet, I don't know, it just seems like you would want to wear the helmet. Because even if the debris fell off the boom, if the boom shifted, you know, you wouldn't want to get hit in the head. Not that there's a lot of heavy stuff, but still, you never know. It was garbage. There might be a needle or shit in there. This motherfucker's under there without a helmet on. So I go up and I go, hey, man, do you feel safe? He goes, yeah, absolutely. I go, really? And I patted him on the head. And I go, you're under the fucking boom, dude. So I could see how, that was a long way to get back to this guy who fucking killed himself by jumping into a machine that cuts up engine gears. But yeah, that's what that guy did. Like, I could see how that happens, but I don't understand how we haven't learned from these mistakes. It's very simple. Just turn the shit off, lock it out. It's real easy. Be prepared. Pretend like the worst thing that's going to happen is actually going to happen, and work your way back. So be cautious, you know? And then this other guy, the guy with the robot, the second one in Germany, where he got grabbed at the Volkswagen plant, dude, he like, that might not have been his fault. That might have just been the robots. And now we're all into this fucking AI situation with ChatGPT and all these other ones. Dude, this is going to get funky, like, real fast. You know what I'm saying? I think some weird shit's about to come. For sure, man. Okay, now, what else do we have here? Death by laughter? Dude. A bricklayer named Alex Mitchell died in 1975 after getting the giggles while watching a BBC sketch show titled The Goodies. Mitchell had long QT syndrome, a heart rhythm disorder that can be worsened by the exertion of laughing. He went into cardiac arrest and died. His wife, Nessie, wrote the show's producers, thanking them for making her husband's final moments happy ones. Not a little weird. Thank you for making them happy. But he, like, what, was she home? Did she try? Maybe she was like, honey, calm down. Don't, you know? I don't know. That seems odd that she would just be like, thank you for making him happy. But could you imagine that you, like, you have to worry about, how do you, oh, it's like Roger Rabbit. Yous are gonna die from laughing. You're gonna laugh yourselves to death. What the fuck? What are they? Rats? No. Possums? I like Roger Rabbit. I'm so high right now. I hope you're enjoying the sesh. You know what I miss? I miss water. My mouth is so fucking dry. Could you imagine dying by laugh? That would suck so bad. I mean, it would be awesome, but it would suck. It'd be like dying in the middle of fucking. It would be like, that would probably be a good way to go, like but also not a good way to go, because you're like, let me finish. Instead of finishing, oh dude. My mind is taking a dark walk right now. Dying from laughing would suck balls is all I'm saying. Oh my god. And then here we go, number four. Choking in a cockroach eating contest. Why would you sign up to eat cockroaches? That's fucked, dude. I could never willingly eat bugs. It's not like a thing for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why. Like, I get needing money, but also, like, why would you... Why would you eat cockroaches? Of all the bugs to eat, like, I wouldn't eat anything gooey. I wouldn't eat a bug. I couldn't do it. You know? Maybe a deep fried spider? No, thank you. Oh, man, that's so gross. It gave me the shivers. All right, so this 32-year-old Edward Archbold entered a bug-eating competition in 2012 because, you know, that's what you do. It was sponsored by a Florida reptile shop. Archibald wolfed down a series of cockroaches and worms. Oh, dude, people are gross as fuck. Why do people do that shit? Like, is it... Could you imagine? Like, how do you develop this? Like, I don't know if this guy was talented and this is what he did, but, like, could you imagine developing that talent? Like, I played basketball for a long time. I practice every day. Right? Okay. I made probably 6 hours a day for many years when I was a kid playing basketball, whether it was practicing or just playing in my driveway or with buddies or whatever, but like, we're playing games, you know, playing for whatever. Anyway, the point is, focus, Justin. The point is that it takes a long time to get good at shit and a lot of practice, right? So like, is it possible that this dude was like that, like Joey Chestnut of like the bug eating world, you know, and he was competing. Like, I don't know how you would discover that you have that bug eating talent. And I don't know how you could get to the point, like you could be okay. Like, you, that's a lot of practice. You have to put in a lot of eating bugs as a kid, sitting on sidewalks, eating fucking worms out of the ground. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, who would, I don't know. This guy did it anyway. He decided to eat cockroaches. I couldn't eat cockroaches. So he ate this series of cockroaches and worms, only to find his airway blocked by the influx of their masticated body parts. Dude, he asphyxiated on the bugs. No shit. Did he have water? Did he take a drink? Did he just try to inhale the shit? I don't understand. I really don't fucking understand what was going on. What goes through somebody's mind like that? You see a bull, nasty ass looking fucking larva. And somebody's like, hey man, $5,000 if you eat that bull. No. I just know I couldn't get through it. There's no way that anything like that could get, like, I have a pretty good stomach, but I can't eat weird shit. Like, it has to be sometimes, the texture when I'm eating chicken weirds me out, is what I'm saying. So eating a bug or eating a worm or anything that lives or could live in the dirt is not my idea of a meal that, you know? I don't know how people do that shit. But that doesn't surprise me that he died from bug eating. Because, like, they would... I mean, how much did you eat? Did you just swallow them? Because it was a contest, right? So, like, did you chew the worms? Oh, dude. That's so gross. Think about, oh, the texture of the worm. Oh, my God. This weed makes you feel things. Mm-hmm. That's right. Fucking cookie cake makes you feel ideas. Because I just got the worst shivers thinking about the idea of somebody wolfing down a cereal bowl full of cockroaches and worms. And then because I'm high, all I could think was, like, in my mind, cartoon zoom in of a mouth and the worms and the cockroaches squishing and crunching. And then the texture of eating it. Oh my, it's so gross, dude. Shivers all over, man. That's gotta fuck up your stomach. Oh my God. Oh, that wigged me out. That really wigged me out. That's so disgusting. All right. So that's four of our eight so far, because we've got I've got 7 from this, and like I said, I got a special one from fucking Wikipedia that Eva told me about, and I think is pretty amazing. Some people might know about it, some people might not, but stick around, because that's where we're going to next. And since we're talking about fucking people eating bugs and dying, not that I think anybody has, you know, died from this before, but for the weed facts this week, I decided to, well, actually it was mentioned to me, again by Eva, that not enough is known, or not enough has been talked about CHS, which is cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome. And it seems to be that there is, as weed use gets more regular, especially in Canada, obviously, you know, there's research that's going into what's going on with the use and what happens to the human body and all that stuff over time, right? So one of the things that people, that some healthcare professionals are noticing is a rise in cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome. So that's what this week's weed facts are all about, baby. That's right. I just had to run and grab my water. Holy shit, my mouth went dry so fast there. So as I was saying, for this week's weed facts, wait, I'm going to cheer this one because this one seems like a good one. For this week's weed facts, it's time for some weed facts, bro. That's right, some weed and some facts. Right on. Oh, okay, for this week's weed facts, we are talking about CHS, cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome. Now, this is from, oh, crap. I thought I saved the fucking thing. Anyway, okay, I think it was from St. Jude. No, wait, where is it? I've got it here. Hold on one secundo. There, it's the first one. From CedarSinai.org. So you can read this. This is actually, you know, like, obviously a proper document about what CHS is, all the things you need to know about it, when you should, how you should recognize it, all that stuff. So this week, I figured what I would do is give you a general idea of what the condition is, the symptoms, how it's normally treated, and some of the complications that you might get if you continue to have the symptoms, okay? So, cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome. Cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome is a condition that leads to repeated and severe bouts of vomiting. It's rare and only occurs in daily long-term users of marijuana. In the brain, marijuana often has the opposite effect of CHS. It helps prevent nausea and vomiting, right? But in the digestive tract, marijuana seems to have the opposite effect. It actually makes you more likely to have nausea and vomiting. Now, I wonder if the people that are getting this are use more edibles than smoking. I wonder if there's like a, I wonder if it's like 60-40, you know? Out of the people that get it, 60% of them get it from like eating edibles, and then 40% get it from smoking, or is it vice versa? I'd like to know those numbers. They're not in this because this is just like a medical thing, but yeah. So where was I here? Nausea and vomiting. Now, it still isn't clear. Did I do that right? See, it's just, dude, I'm so high. That just hit me. Oh, okay. So it still isn't clear why some heavy marijuana users get the syndrome and others don't. The symptoms, so like, yeah, like I said, there's no, and that's the thing. I wonder if they check to see if they're, or if they, what's the fucking word? Oh my God, my brain has gone flat. You know what? Oh, let's take a moment here before we carry on to have a little bit of Masiku's frozen lemons. Yay! I realize that sometimes this sounds like a stupid advertisement. It's not. I just get excited about weed, man. Especially when I get to like smoke and have to not do anything later. That's my favorite. That's when I can just get dumb with it. You know what I'm saying? So this one might be longer than normal, but this weed facts, like I said, is absolutely worth knowing. So, oh, that's a lot. Shit. I'd like to see what the studies will be over time about whether or not like eating it, edibles or smokables, inhalants, are the things that are more likely to cause that to happen. Because I feel like if you're introducing it into your gut through edibles, maybe that has. I could see how that would have more opportunity to make your digestive system and your gut health flip, you know? So yeah, that's what I'm saying. So here we go in the Orbit Masiku's frozen lemons. Okay, so symptoms. If you're wondering what the symptoms are of CHS, ongoing nausea, repeated episodes of vomiting, belly pain, decreased food intake and weight loss, and symptoms of fluid loss or dehydration. So how do you treat it? Well, you don't treat it necessarily, but your doctors. Might give you an IV, fluid replacement for dehydration, medicines to help decrease vomiting, pain medicine, proton pump inhibitors, whatever those are. I'll try and find it and put a picture up. to treat stomach inflammation, boom. Oh, proton pump inhibitors to treat stomach inflammation. They gotta be pills. I'll find out. So high right now. Frequent hot showers, prescribe medicines that help calm you down, like benzodiazepines. Wow, I can't believe I said that. In a small sample of people with CHS, rubbing capsaicin cream on the belly helped decrease pain and nausea. The chemicals in the cream have the same effect as a hot shower. So that's why they tell you to have hot showers, because the cream in the shower. Okay, I got you. Complications from CHS can include muscle spasms or weakness, seizures, kidney failure, heart rhythm abnormalities, shock, in very rare cases, brain swelling, cerebral edema. So, yeah, so if you start to feel some gut pain on a consistent basis, and you're nauseous all the time and you're throwing up for no real reason other than you're throwing up. Oh, that was hot. That came through. Blech, right in the tongue. Ouch. Well, that's not how not to heat up a dab in a orbit. Because, ow. Fuck. That hurt. I just got some of the concentrate right on my tongue. Right through the hole. But yeah, so if you're, sorry, if you're feeling it all, if you're feeling, you know, any of those symptoms where you're vomiting. If you're vomiting a lot, your stomach hurts, you're weak, losing weight, stuff like that, maybe call your doctor. Tell them about it. See what they can, see what tests they can run to find out how to help you. I'll also put this article up on tots420.com under the weed facts section, and you can read it for yourself because, like I said, it is from Cedars-Sinai, and it's there right up on hypermesis. So, cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome. So, that's your weed facts for this week.
Oh, that's right, some weed and some facts. Right on.
Sometimes weed can do the opposite of what you want it to. And you should make sure that with healthy, you should make sure that you're healthy and not going through something you don't have to. And maybe it means you have to give up weed. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you're just overdoing it. Who knows? Maybe don't eat weed. I don't know what the deal is, but read this article and it will tell you how to identify if you have this problem and who you should talk to. That's all I'm saying. All right, so we did, what did we do? Killed by a robot, death by laughter. What else? Grappling with a vending machine, choking on a cockroach. So now we have, oh, so this one's a good one right here since we're talking about gut health and all that fun stuff. Pooping too hard. That'll kill you too. That's right. Straining to pass hard stool can result in something called defecation syncope, or poop fainting. By holding your breath while bearing down to expel waste, the body's blood flow is reduced. The low blood pressure can trigger fainting or a heart attack. Two patients experienced fatal cardiac events following excessive toilet straining. The University of Miami described two such cases in a 2017 paper. That's right. So don't I learned this. Don't push your poops out. Breathe your poops out. So guys won't get this, I'm sure, but it kind of makes sense. You know how girls, when they're going to give birth, are going to go to Lamaze class and learn how to breathe? Because they need to breathe and push, right? Ah, poop, though not the same, potentially similar in principle. When you're pooping, don't bear down on it. Take a deep breath and relax. And watch as the poop glides out of you. Instead of the life. Don't force the life out of yourself. Glide the poop out. Get rid of waste. Live for taste. Don't push your poops out. That's all I'm saying. Oh, I'm a fucking dork. I love doing stupid shit. I love this. All right. Oh, yeah. This is a good one. I don't know. Anybody ever get wedgied? I got wedgied once. It sucked. It sucked a lot. I did not enjoy it. It was not my favorite thing, and I never wanted it to happen again. But this dude will never have it happen again. Why? Because he got atomic wedgied to death. That's right. Bradley Davis had a physical confrontation with his stepfather, Denver Lee St. Clair. Could there possibly be any more names in this fucking thing for two people? Davis took St. Clair's underwear and pulled it up and over his head, causing the elastic waistband to stretch tightly around his neck. He got it. That means he got it from waist, stretched over and there. Like, dude, are you fucking kidding? What kind of underwear was he wearing? That wasn't cotton. Cotton doesn't stretch like that shit. Well, maybe it does. I don't know. But I feel like it would rip. So what were we doing here? Oh, he pulled it up over his head, causing the elastic band to stretch tightly around his neck. Davis received a 30-year sentence because he killed the dude. That is one hell of an atomic wedgie. That would suck. Like I said, I got wedgied once. Didn't go over well. Yeah, it sucked. Do you ever have to, like, clean out your nose? You ever get stuffed up? Maybe you got a sinus infection, right? And, maybe you got a sinus infection. And you have to clean it out every now and then. Like, flush out all the gooey shit, you know? Keep it going. You ever used a neti pot? You ever thought, oh, I might die by using this neti pot? Me neither. But it fucking happened. That's right. So here's another thing to add to your list of terrified shit that's going to happen to you in the world or at this time in the existence of man. Neti pots, which are used to irrigate the sinuses of allergy sufferers, for two people in Louisiana in 2011. Two people. The pot facilitated the transmission of a brain-eating amoeba known as Niaglaria fowleri. I'm assuming that's wrong how I pronounced it, but that's what it is. And you can check out the article because I'll put it in the Dude for Real Facts so you can verify what I'm saying. Because I'm just reading what they wrote. The amoeba, which is typically found in warm freshwater lakes, causes fatal brain swelling and carries a mortality rate of more than 97%. Though infection is actually very rare, the fact that the deceased delivered it what? The deceased delivered it directly into their sinuses is what led to the fatal outcome. Oh, I see. Yeah. So when, you know, the dead person had forced it in with the neti pot and right up to your brain. Dude, that's terrifying. That's alien type shit. Can you imagine that? You're just, I'm going to be better. I'm going to be better. And then, and the water comes out the other side, and then your brain's done. I mean, I imagine it's not that fast, but who knows? Maybe it is. They know, but, well, you know what I'm saying. Dude, I'm in a mood this week. I hope you're enjoying the sesh. I hope I'm not being too stupid. Well, I'm definitely being stupid, but I hope that this is enjoyable. I hope when I watch this back, it doesn't seem as dumb as it does right now in my head while I'm analyzing myself do this. You know? All right, so this is our second last one coming up. What is it? Oh, no, that was our second last one. This is our last one, the big one. The one that I told you was amazing, was like super surprising. Okay? Have you ever heard of the Great Molasses Flood? Uh-huh. People died by molasses. Now, I found this on Wikipedia.com. Again, I will put the link to this on the Dude for Real Facts. But here you go. Here's the story. All right? You ready for this? Can you fucking... A tidal wave of molasses kill people? That's right. On January 15th, 1919, temperatures in Boston had risen above 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Climbing rapidly from the frigid temperatures of the preceding days, the previous day, a ship had delivered a fresh load of molasses, which had been warmed to reduce its viscosity for transfer, possibly due to the thermal expansion of the older, colder molasses already inside the tank. The tank burst open and collapsed at approximately 12:30 p.m. Witnesses reported that they felt the ground shake and heard a roar as it collapsed, a long rumble similar to the passing of an elevated train. Others reported a tremendous crashing, a deep growling, a thunderclap-like bang, and a sound like a machine gun as the rivets shot out of the tank. The density of molasses is about 1.4 metric tons per cubic meter, which is 12 pounds per U.S. gallon. 40% more dense than water, resulting in the molasses having a great deal of potential energy. The collapse translated this energy into a wave of molasses 25 feet high at its peak, moving at 35 miles an hour. The wave was of sufficient force to drive steel panels of the burst tank against the girders of the adjacent Boston Elevated Railway's Atlantic Avenue structure and tip a streetcar momentarily off the L's tracks. Stephen Puglio describes how nearby buildings were swept off their foundations and crushed. Several blocks were flooded to a depth of 2 to 3 feet, killing 21 people and injuring 150. The event entered local folklore, and residents claimed for decades afterwards that the area still smelled of molasses on a hot summer's day. Dude. That's fucked. Could you imagine going about your day? You're fucking on the 8, like the train, right? You're on your way to work. No, it would have been 12:30. So you're going out to lunch. I'm hungry. Doo-doo-doo. What am I going to have? And then all of a sudden... Bam! And this 25-foot fucking wave of molasses comes flying at you. Oh, I'd just swim in it. No, you fucking wouldn't. You'd be stuck. How are you going to swim? Think about trying to swim in honey, man. That shit ain't easy. You're just sticky, and then it's heavy, so it's got weight. Like, you couldn't... 25 feet, that thing lands on you, it covers you, you're not getting out of there before you fucking suffocate. You know what I'm saying? Then you'd be full of honey or molasses, I guess. That's pretty crazy though. Think about how much 1.4 metric tons per cubic meter. Dude. That's a lot of weight. A wave, a tidal wave, a tsunami of fucking syrup, basically. That's fucking crazy, dude. Would you run? It was going 35 miles an hour. You know how far away you'd have to be It threw girders into other girders and broke things. And it killed people, man. These people got stuck in that. Could you imagine? You're using a neti pot in your apartment, cleaning your nose. Fucking, you hear the bang. All of a sudden, you have to take a shit. You push the shit out. An amoeba gets you in the brain. Heart attack hits you. And then as you're dying, you get smoked by the fucking molasses wave. Kaput. This is a fucking free-for-all right there. Hit with all of them. The pop machine lands on you. You wouldn't be able to die from laughing, though. You'd be filled with too much shit. Neti pot stuff. Syrup. Oh my god, that'd be... You'd get the trifecta of crappy deaths. That would really suck. Oh, that'd be too bad, you know? I find weird shit funny. All right, well, those are my thoughts off the stem for this week. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. I hope you come back next week and join me, Justin Peroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead, on Thoughts Off the Stem on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Good Pods, Podchaser, Pandora, YouTube, Spotify. Did I say Spotify? I must have said Spotify. More Spotify. Yeah. It's out there. It's out there, baby. It's everywhere. Don't forget to check out tots420.com for the articles for what we talk about in each episode under the Dude for Real section, and check out all the weed facts from the weed facts section in the weed facts section of the website, tots420.com. Check it out. Hope you come back next week. I hope you have a good week. Until next time, keep your lids low, baby.